With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. A 31-year-old Northwestern Montana man has denied charges that allege he was intoxicated and crashed his pickup truck into a house, killing a 15-year-old girl as she slept in her bed. ABC Fox Montana reports Jared Parsons of Kalispell pleaded not guilty today to negligent vehicular homicide while under the influence for the April 26th crash in Evergreen that killed Aaron Houck. Parsons also pleaded not guilty to failure to remain at the scene of a crash. Parsons is jailed in Kalispell. His bail was set at $500,000. A Montana State University professor and plant scientist has resigned after an internal investigation found he sexually harassed and discriminated against students. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Hikmet Budak was placed on administrative leave in August of 2018 after three students filed complaints. The Chronicle obtained a report on the investigation, which found Budak criticized female students about their weights and for having boyfriends or being married. Budak acknowledged having an affair with a doctoral student and said he did not report it to the university as a possible conflict of interest because he was still married. The investigation also found Budak discriminated against students based on their disabilities, national origin, and religion. The report said Budak denied all allegations against him. Budak's attorney, Hillary Carls, did not immediately return a phone call seeking comment today. The same week, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Missoula announced it would close its doors Friday, the same organizations in Gallatin and Park and Sweetgrass counties announced they had received a $250,000 grant to address youth suicide. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Youth suicides in Montana are about triple the national average. One in 10 high school students and one in 7 middle school students reported attempting suicide in 2018, according to the state's health department. Lander Bockert, chief executive officer of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Gallatin County, says a strong stigma of depression and mental health, loneliness, and a lack of health services are just some of the contributing factors.
Also, just vitamin D. We don't have enough sunshine. And like the research behind the factors, you know, layering on our children and on our population, like they're nothing to be trifled with. And we want to make it easier and just help give everyone their best opportunity.
The two organizations serve over 200 youth between the ages of 6 and 14. They recently received a $250,000 grant from AMB West Philanthropies, the Montana arm of the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, to start their new Suicide Prevention Through Mentorship project. This June, Bockert will become a certified mental health first aid instructor.
All of them have the ability to train all of our mentors in ways to better communicate with kids about mental health, to assess risk. I'll be able to offer these services to school districts and college kids and really anyone that has a child in their life.
Bockert will be able to provide trainings across Montana and Wyoming. She says she hopes this will help fill a gap in Missoula after Big Brothers Big Sisters closes there this week. The Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation awarded 32 grants totaling over $1 million this month to nonprofits in Montana. Three of those grants focus on youth suicide prevention. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires burning in northern Alberta is degrading air quality in parts of Montana. Missoula City County air quality specialist Ben Schmidt says the smoke started infiltrating Montana's airshed Wednesday evening.
Throughout the western Montana, I think we're going to be seeing a lot of moderate air quality. And what that tells us is that people who are sensitive to the smoke really should limit their prolonged exertion, you know, based on how they feel or if they have any pre-existing conditions.
The Montana Department of Environmental Quality today reported moderate air quality in Missoula, Frenchtown, Libby, Great Falls, and Sydney. Schmidt says it's a good idea to purchase an air purifier for seasonal smoke events like this.
You know, as the summers get longer and the fire season expands, it's just becoming, you know, harder to predict when we're exactly going to get hit by a smoke event. And again, then if people are sensitive, it's a nice tool that they can use to help clean the air and help themselves have a clean airspace.
Schmidt predicts similar hazy air conditions through tomorrow, but some improvement by the weekend. A federal court says a Montana judge and sheriff's deputy violated a Mexican-born man's rights when they detained and arrested him based solely on suspicions he was in the country illegally. An advocacy group sued on behalf of Miguel Angel Hernandez Reynaga after he was detained for 3 months beginning in October of 2017. U.S. District Judge Susan Waters said Wednesday Reynaga should not have been removed from a Billings courthouse based on suspicions he was in the country illegally. A Montana judge has delayed the trial of a New York man accused of lying to authorities about discussions he had about joining the Islamic State group and avenging the shootings at two New Zealand mosques. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen Wednesday reset the trial date for 21-year-old Fabjan Alameddy from June 24th to September 3rd. Alameddy waived his right to a speedy trial, and his attorney asked for more time to analyze the more than 4,000 pages of documents and recordings that are part of the case. Suicide prevention is the focus of a day-long seminar in Billings Friday. Not only the latest data on local research on suicide in the state, but tools and skills for teachers and counselors on dealing with the problem they face in the classroom. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kay Erickson reports.
Vanessa McNeil says Montana has a problem with suicide. It's number one in the nation. But the state also has a problem with trauma faced by those on the front lines of suicide, teachers, counselors, and nurses. McNeil says she organized this seminar to share local research on Montana suicide, break down the stigma surrounding it, and provide resources to those who work directly with the students.
Provide a layer of help for these people who are on the front lines with these students and give them some support where they need it, give them the education that they need. There's a lot of new research out about suicide. The biggest thing is to talk about it.
McNeil calls it Healing the Healers. The conference starts at 9 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Billings. Speakers at the event include several faculty from MSU Billings. It's organized by McNeil's company, Montana Social Scientists, that provides continuing education credits for counselors and teachers. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson.